you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning and twitching. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, October 3rd.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Go Brew Crew.
Yes. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your fantastic work.
Devontae's dealing with a hamstring. He's rehabbing, and the rest of us are focused on Denver.
Be here in the building today.
He's supposed to be rehabbing.
Yesterday, Devontae went on the Up and Adam show and discussed, a social media post earlier this week. Is that something that was accidental on your part in terms of liking the post?
Or? Yeah, I'm just focused on Denver.
Have you communicated with Devontae, and where is the relationship with you? And
me and Devontae talk often.
Have you talked to him since all of this?
I'm going to leave that between me and Devontae.
Are you concerned at all about this being a distraction?
No, because we're focused on Denver.
Yeah, that's Antonio Pierce. He doesn't want to talk about it.
He made a business decision not to talk about Devontae Adams.
And we are delighted to have the great Marshall Harris with us.
Yep, happy to be here.
And lo and behold, it's a Layla Thursday. Happy Rosh Hashanah, everybody.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year.
It's like, is Antonio Pierce or is Devontae in the room with you right now?
Blink twice.
He is having some wild times, isn't he? I mean, he's kind of the whole business decision thing, and now whatever this is.
Well, he's not coming across as your traditional head coach because he's not your traditional head coach.
No.
Limited experience, former player, much like, a Grady Sizemore-like situation.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't disrespect
him. He was not a manager before the Sox made him a manager. Antonio Pierce was not a head coach before the Raiders made him a head coach.
The difference is Antonio Pierce got some big wins when he got into that position.
Okay, fair enough.
And despite everything that's going on right now,
they are 2-2. Marshall. Give the Sox credit. Grady Sizemore beat the Tigers two of the last three games of the season.
Don't do that. Now, if he had come up with a sweep, what would that conversation?
They beat the Tigers.
No, I'm saying if they had come up with a sweep and not set the new modern major league record for losses.
Give him the job.
Well,
we'd just be having a different framing of the whole.
I think we got.
I just said baseball was rigged.
We've got to revisit that because if you stop and think about it, the White Sox did indeed lose 141 games, but they. They won, 121 games, but they won 41 games.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, their winning percentage is .253 as opposed to the Mets back in the day, which was .250. So Sox actually better than people are giving them credit for. They really
did. Hey, and how about the AL Central in the playoffs? Hmm?
Thank you, White Sox. All those losses mount up and those guys get in the playoffs. And
they were 51 and a half games out of first place.
That is wild. When you say it out loud, like I've seen it on the standings, but to hear you say it.
51 and a half games.
They were worse than a team that tried to leave town.
We had a caller suggest if one of those teams wins the World Series, this will really get Jerry motivated to build up his team.
I like how we all just sit here in sad silence.
I didn't have the cricket sound effect. If I'd had it, I would just played it.
Play the crickets.
Yeah.
No, it's that's bad. But no, seriously, Antonio Pierce, I'm interested to see, it can go, it's like the Bears. It can go either way. 2-2, we could be having a different conversation about them, about the Bears, depending on whether those teams lose or win this week.
Raiders are in a tough division. They're not going anywhere.
They're in a more difficult.
And they don't have a quarterback.
The Bears are in a tough division. You're really trying to say the Bears aren't in a tough division?
But they don't play any of those games. They have the schedule now that should load up in their favor. They play, I believe it is, the next five opponents are among the six worst.
Bears are better than the Raiders. I heard Brad Biggs dropped that on you. Bears are better than the Raiders.
I don't understand the Raiders because they beat the Ravens, which made no sense. You know, you'd think the Bears are better than the Raiders, but the Raiders just sneak up on people.
Layla, you are the last person I need to remind that the Raiders have Luke Getsy. So.
Oh, yeah, I search, fair. I look, I read. So, why do you think Devontae wants out of town?
Do we all agree
this
that
this is really hard to figure out?
Yeah, look, I'm just trying to go with your logic here. Do we all agree that the Broncos have a good defense? Can we agree on that? The four of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they go to Denver this week, the Raiders, and beat the Broncos, I'm going to be like, "Hey,
Layla will have to compliment Luke Getsy."
Nope. No, I will not. Okay. I am one of the random supporters of Gardner Minshew.
I think Gardner Minshew is an adequate, like, quarterback.
Capable.
He's an adequate backup quarterback.
He's capable.
I think he's got, like, a cool haircut, and he looks good in sunglasses.
He's an adequate backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He's let the game come to him, you know? Like, he just is a recipient of not knowing
he's
timing.
He's got an expiration date, like every backup quarterback.
Well, everybody has an expiration date.
As a woman in media,
I'm just saying.
Wow. Can confirm that that's a thing.
You escalated that conversation.
There?
Yeah, yeah.
I did not.
It was not me. It wasn't me. I just
David
not
said
I.
something that made sense. I identified with his statement.
Yes.
That's called being a good talk show host.
Well done. As we have, I guess, turned the page, because today's Thursday, right? We find out what's
going on. Hey, today's Thursday. We'll get to hear from the offensive coordinator.
I don't have a problem with that. I want to hear from him.
And maybe the big dog.
Oh, Mercedes?
Big dog's hunting.
I love hearing from Mercedes Lewis because I know he's not going to pull any punches.
No, he's a made man in this league.
He set the tone. But he doesn't do it. Hey, he got, was it 32% of the snaps last week?
I think he on the year has 21.7% of the snaps.
But it grew.
It grew. It did grow. But I think that when they had the 150 plays, whatever game that, he was 21 and then 19.
He's got the greatest syllable to snap ratio on the Bears.
There you go. That's well.
Mercedes?
Said.
Yeah.
Lewis? Just add them all up. Divide them. All I'm saying is I'm worried about the Red Rifle still. I went and read some more about it.
Hey, Andy Dalton, you have to respect. I do think you do have to respect Andy Dalton.
I'm glad I got y'all on my bandwagon. The appropriate fear bandwagon.
He was good in Cincinnati.
Don't mess around.
He was good in Cincinnati.
Don't play with your food, as they say.
He was QB1 with the Bears.
He was good in his late
30s. He was QB1.
He just hit his late 30s, Molly.
No, he's in his early
30s. I know what you believe. I get it. He's 36, but y'all think he's 48. I get it.
Well, in football years.
Tom Brady redid what football years means.
Tom Brady is a freak.
Okay, that's fair.
In a good way.
Anyway.
And the diet. You know, maybe there's something to that diet that's true. I would never follow.
I know people are disappointed.
I like vegetables and stuff. I'm not going to delineate.
I would enjoy the vodka once a year.
Wow. The way you guys take little things and just run with them.
Thank you, buddy.
Y'all, we should be on a relay team. Not a successful relay team, but a relay team.
Slow relay team.
I'm dropping
team.
The baton. Yeah.
You're dropping the baton on purpose, right?
Yeah, just slam it down.
Stop for a smoke. Maybe someone pulls a hammy. I like it.
We're gonna transition on because we have Harris and Rahimi today in lieu of Bernstein and Harris because Dan has the holiday off.
Yes.
Rosh Hashanah.
Happy New Year.
We got a lot to talk about. DJ Moore, you guys heard what he had to say. We're going to explore not only what he had to say, but we're going to hear something that Jordan Palmer had to say that was very interesting about the Caleb Williams thing. Michael Reinsdorf had a statement about those White Sox that we were just talking about.
Oh.
Hear from that. Mark Grody's going to join us from House Hall. Paul Charchian, who told me that it was okay to start Tyreek Hill last week. I have bones to pick with him, but he'll get a set for fantasy. High Noon. We're talking rats for High Noon. That's what I got for you.
Oh, I got Bears.
You got Bear stuff for High Noon?
Yep.
Okay, I like that. Jarrett Payton joins us at 125. And Taylor Swift's reception in the NFL might not be what you thought it was when it comes to the people who actually play on Sundays. That's all coming up.
Intriguing.
Bernstein and Harris on a Layla Thursday.
Have a great show.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started.
Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.